This is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today, we return to Apna Street with Julian Crandall Hollick. It's been a while since our last installment of this series, so let me refresh your memory a bit. Over the years, producer Julian Crandall Hollick has spent a lot of time in India. There, he became acquainted with a number of the country's poorest people, the pavement dwellers in Baikala, a neighborhood of Bombay. To gain a little political influence and a measure of control over their own destinies, some of them have banded together in a group called Maila Milun, or Women Together. Baikala is a mixed neighborhood. There are a lot of Hindus and a surprising number of Christians, a reminder that Bombay, or Mumbai, as it's now officially called, was originally a Portuguese settlement. But in the poorer sections and among the pavement dwellers, the majority are Muslim. Julian has always been interested in Islam, but when he first met the women of Maila Milun, he was puzzled. Were men excluded? The answer was no, and yes. Julian Crandall Hollick explains in Of Men and Mullahs.
But don't worry about that. Yeah. Okay, what do you want to know?
Sit in the mat.
Sit on the mat, like a good boy. I know. You want to know what I eat?
Daily, what kind of food you are eating?
At lunchtime, I eat Indian food.
Da. Hello.
Sona's finally got me where she wants me, with time on her hands and me with nothing much to do. It's a good time for an interviewer to be interviewed.
At lunch, rice, chawal, dal.
And what else can I think of off the top of my head? There are rotis, those are chapatis made without oil. Then there's mirchi or chilies, and sabji, that's vegetables. And what else?
Chutney? Yeah. Mango chutney. Alu?
Alu, batata.
Potato.
Batata.
Sona's determined to turn this into yet another Hindi lesson.
Batata, alu. Hara mirchi. Ghost kata?
Sona has so many questions. She's been saving them up. How much do you pay in rent over where you live? That much? I have to get by on a fraction of that if I'm lucky. Now, how come you can eat our chilies? You have to be careful here in Bombay, by the way. A lot of the food's got chemicals added to it, things the farmers put in.
If you go to your country, you can talk Hindi only. Don't talk in English.
Sakina, andar aao.
Hello, Sakina.
Andar aao.
Sakina looks as if the end of the world is nigh. Now, yesterday she'd muttered something about having had a flaming row with her husband. But this isn't the first time Sakina's had problems with her husband. This time, however, he's been gone for over 2 weeks, leaving Sakina without money and without anyone to look after her. Now, neither Kamal nor I yet realize this time it may be for real. We're still talking about coming over to Sakina's tomorrow for lunch.
We'll see if that husband of yours has come back by then.
I have decided this husband of mine is not going to come back to me because he has another woman. I have lived with him since my children were babies, and I'm so used to him and his name. And at this age, when I'm so old, I don't want to take a divorce from him. But I'm quite capable of looking after myself and earning and looking after my children. So I'm not going to ask for a divorce, but I'm just going to live like that, and I'm not going to change my name.
So if he comes back and asks to come back to the house, you're not going to let him in?
Sakina's quite calm and matter-of-fact about all of this. If he dares show his face round here again, I'll call all my street together and have them decide if he should be punished for what he's done to me and the kids. But if I know him, he thinks all he's got to do is say he's sorry, and I'll say nothing and pretend nothing ever happened.
Still, I'm not going to take him back, because when I was young, he has used me. I have reared his children, and now when I'm old, he doesn't want to live with me anymore, and he wants to live with a young woman. I have learned to live without him for so many years, and he has not helped me financially for last so many years. I'm not dependent on him anymore. I don't want to be dependent on him anymore. So I'm going to ask my community people, I don't want to live with this man, but I will not divorce him.
All these years, he's given me 20 rupees a day, but not for housekeeping. Are you kidding? Oh, no. The 20 bucks is for his food. His food. Just for him. If I give him good old chapatis and dal for breakfast, he gets all high and mighty. He wants vegetables and meat and fish.
So what is the use of now living with a man like him who's not willing to look after the family? He's more of a burden to us.
You know, I've never told anyone else how unhappy I've been. But I can tell you all because you're my real family.
Since I'm born, I've just seen unhappiness in life. When I was a child, I've seen a lot of unhappiness. When I was married to this man, then I was very unhappy. Now I've decided I'm just going to live for my children and myself, with the help of God. Whatever he decides for me, I will live a life like that.
At least I've kept my self-respect as a woman and as a mother.
All these years, though I was married to a man, but I was like a man of the family, and I raised my children like a father would raise his children, and I have looked after them. I got them married without the help of my husband.
All the women present today, Lakshmi, Shanaz, Banu and Sagira, know only too well what Sakina is going through.
I come to this office because if I stay at home, I think about my husband and my family, and I feel very unhappy about the whole issue. I come here, I talk to other women, and I forget about my unhappiness.
Lakshmi puts her arms around Sakina. Come on, talking always helps. You'll feel a lot better. We can share in your unhappiness. We're women and we have to have the courage to face these things, not bottle them up. And then Banu pipes in. You're right. It really does us a lot of good to talk about these things, but you know, we can't make it on our own. We need men to fight beside us.
This kind of thing is happening all over, whether it happens in the rich family, middle class family, poor families. The story is the same. But all women are, whether they come from any background, when they are together, they feel that closeness, and they open up their heart and they talk to each other and feel much better.
Banu's suddenly very much to the point. You know, there are many people who think all we do is collect banknotes or go out of the city to visit the homeless in other countries. They completely miss the point. Our organization is important to us because it brings us happiness. And the women really do have this effect on each other. Already Sakina's back to thinking about the good things and putting her husband to one side. Okay, maybe for only a few moments.
Before we formed this whole group of Mahila Milan, all of us had problems at home, but we never talked to our neighbors or our family. But when we started coming to this office, and we started slowly then started talking about our problems in a group, and we felt so much better by talking it out and coming to this office. It became a very addictive thing for us to come to to this office every day, because we felt if we stay at home, then we'll keep thinking about our problems more and more and feel very unhappy about the whole thing. So we started coming to Mahila Milan office, started sitting in a group, discussing it out, and slowly now we have grown into a big organization.
There's also something very important that the women have not really said today, but which needs to be said to set the record straight. Mahila Milan is not exclusively a women's organization, nor is it feminist. In fact, the women categorically reject Western feminism because for them, men are not necessarily the enemy. Many of the women are, in fact, happily married. Now, the reason why women dominate is a simple and pragmatic one. It's women who are on the street most of the day. So it's women who have to deal with, who are in a position to deal with, both the city and the police. It's women who can go and collect deposits for the bank and all the other 101 things that have made Mahila Milan such a powerful organisation and symbol. Now, that said, I think I've already told you that Sakina and many of the other Mahila Milan women are Muslim. So this is probably as good an opportunity as any for me to ask a few more questions that I have been dying
to
ask.
A Muslim area. And all you women strike me as being pretty independent in your thinking. I mean, you're pretty independent in your thinking vis-a-vis men. But if the mullah or the malana says, you know, you should do this, you should obey your husbands, etc., to what extent do you listen to what they say?
Aisa to humko koi maulana abhi tak bataya nahi, jo pehli baat hai.
The question's thrown open to anyone, but it's Sagira, who's widowed and scrapes a living by collecting waste paper from Crawford Market, who answers without a moment's hesitation while a bunch of men go at it hammer and tongs just outside the office.
Till now, no Maulana has asked me to do anything. And I'm also an educated person. I've learned Urdu. So I read Quran Sharif, I can interpret Quran, and I know any road, like if you're an honest person, I know what is wrong and what is right path. So I decide for myself. If it's a wrong path, I don't go on it. If it's a right path, I go on it.
The reason I ask you the question, Sagira, is because many of the Hindus say, Muslims, they oppress their women blindly follow what the men who are maulanas or mullahs say. And so I wanted to find out, you know, to what extent this is true in the community, that most women blindly follow what their husbands say and what the mullahs say.
And not just in India, of course. This is the rap against Muslims and against Islam all over the West. Sagira, in fact, belongs to a fairly orthodox sect. Not that you'd ever know it, judging by some of the things she says and does.
I don't go by what Maulana says, because he says lots of things, but I know they're not practical. And I will not be suppressed by anybody, not even by my husband. I would rather think about the whole thing and find my own solution.
Back in 1980, when I first took my baby to Sheila Didi at the Nagpara neighborhood house here in Baikla, people used to warn me that Sheila and the other social workers would probably suck the blood out of our babies and then eat them, because that's what Hindus are supposed to do.
But I decided, I thought for myself, and I decided I must go and try, because I felt my world is very limited. It's like frog staying in a well and he feels that's his world. But I wanted to broaden my vision and to see world. I decided to go to meetings with Sheila in Nagpara.
So I came back to the car when I came here. So I took it with him how many days I took it. When I saw the talk here,
when Mahila Milan was formed, Sagira's husband told her she was wasting her time and he'd divorce her if she continued to come here to the office.
And I told him, you can divorce me, but I will go for the meetings and I will, because I want to learn things. They may not give me a house, but I want to learn new things. they'll make me, you know, when I interact with different women and different people, my vision is broadened. I can think clearly and I can start thinking for myself, and that gives me tremendous confidence to take decisions in life.
For Muslim women in India, the question of divorce and alimony, or maintenance as they call it here, is a very hot topic indeed. You see, under Muslim personal law, a divorced woman gets just 3 months' maintenance and the theoretical return of her mehr or dowry. In theory, usually not in practice. Somehow the mehr always seems to have shrunk to nothing to pay invisible expenses. Now, to counter that, many Muslim women, including poor women, have taken to registering their marriages first with the Indian courts. That way, if a marriage goes sour, they can go after the husband for full child support in the civil courts. Before this option, Muslim men often divorced their wives as casually as if they were changing clothes. But now they have to think good and hard and long, and twice. Not quite as easy as it used to be. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.